Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, we lost to Anfield again. That's something. Don't really know what to say. Honestly, I sort of couldn't really be bothered to do this after this one because, you know, much like I was saying after the Arsenal game, the North London derby, I don't really know if I've got that much constructive criticism. We fought back a little bit when Liverpool were 4-0 up. got a couple of goals. Great. But why are we in that position again? Why are we conceding 4 goals to a Liverpool side that's not really been very good at all? I know we don't turn up against Liverpool. I know Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool have always sort of had us as one of the photos on their dartboard after we slapped them at Wembley. Come on. Just for so long, looked so tired. We looked so bereft of ideas. And it's quite worrying. It's quite worrying. I mean, is this a reaction to Ange saying that most of them are shite or whatever he said during the week? I know that's, I'm filling in the blanks there, but he was pretty scathing of the squad in the week, openly, publicly to the press. It's probably not the best way to galvanise a team full of players, is it? But I'm a bit worried about it, man. I'm a bit worried about it. Is he underestimating the strength of the Premier League? That's something I've seen said. I don't necessarily disagree. I don't know. Couldn't say like unequivocally. I'm not in his head. The players don't look like they're believing in it, though. You know? Because that was bad. That first half was bad. It was just at a walking pace. It was bad until we went 4-0 down. And then that's when he decided to make some changes and we started to come back into the game. But also Liverpool at that point were, you know, playing at half mast, weren't they? I don't really know. Do they back him this summer? Because there's a lot, like, I've seen, you know, a few people sort of really jumping, really running with his comments in the week about, you know, needing to get rid of a load of players and stuff. But are Spurs going to do that, man? Like, we've heard this so many times. And how many times can I sit in one of these and say, well, yeah, it'd be great if we bring in a load of players, but we'll probably need to get rid of Ndombele, Lo Celso, Højbjerg, you know, probably someone like Solomon, probably Emerson, probably Ben Davis. Maybe one of Bissouma, Bentancur. We all seem to be in this thing of like, well, it'll all be good as long as we get rid of about 6-7 players and then add like 8 more players into the mix. It's just, I don't know, man. This cycle is just, it's getting tedious, isn't it? It's really getting tedious. I haven't lost all faith in Ange, but nor am I really sharing this kind of blue sky vision that this is going to be the man that's going to change Tottenham Hotspur and change their ways, because I think there's issues with him. I think there's issues with the way he approaches stuff. I think this, you know, wearing it kind of as a badge of honour that he doesn't do set piece training, I think is just dumb. I think it's stupid on his part. You know, and you say whatever you want. Yeah, I do podcasts. He's a Premier League manager. But come on, I've watched enough football to know that you can't feed lines like that to the press and you can't just put that stuff out there in public. And it just seems stupid anyway when set piece coaching is, you know, been sort of widely established as being a really beneficial thing over the past decade now, right? To just do this, nah, it's not important, mate. Come on, man, shut up. Like, you can't be doing that. And equally, you know, stuff from Dyer. I mean, I don't know. That's just maybe Eric Dyer saying stuff I don't really know about Tottenham tactically. I don't really know. It just feels like, you know, I think like it feels like he makes his job harder than it needs to be sometimes, you know. I don't think he's making many friends within the media. I know everyone loves to have a good laugh at him sort of having a dig at Milesy and stuff, but I think it's pretty disgraceful behaviour, personally speaking. I'm not really here for it. I think, you know, he can do better with our sort of internal comms team, whatever anyone thinks of them and whatever it is. It's people doing a job at the end of the day, and it's people at work for the club trying to, you know, it's part of his job. It's part of his job to do this stuff, right? And not be so dismissive of it. So, you know, he makes things like that harder than it could be. Do I still like his idea of wanting to try and challenge, win the league? Yeah, I do. There's a bit of an alarm bell in the back of my head that it means he's probably going to throw League Cup again, probably even throw Europa League, which would be a shame because I think we could win it. Are Spurs anywhere close to winning the Premier League? I mean, in his own words, no. But whatever, you know, aim big. My issue lies more in the fact that is Daniel Levy actually going to back this guy? Jury's out, isn't it? Maybe he will. How does backing him look? I mean, we've seen a list of players of like this lad from Villa, this lad from wherever, Bournemouth, and that, I don't know, that doesn't feel to me like the sort of players he signed to win titles. It just feels all a bit rinse and repeat with Spurs. It feels like we're kind of in this cycle constantly, aren't we, of, well, next season, if all these perfect things happen, and if we just ignore the fact that we all support Tottenham Hotspur and know exactly how this stuff plays out, then it can all be great. And you're just being negative if you think otherwise. But it's just a bit, I don't know. I've been really thinking about this lately, seeing Arsenal doing what they're doing, because we are two clubs now that make a similar amount of money, similar profile, really. And they're sensing their opportunity and they're going for it. You know, they dropped a wedge on the likes of Rice, Havertz. And I know I've seen some people say it's a redundant comparison because they're building on top of a foundation that has been gradually built to that point. Fair. I think that's a fair thing to say. If we chuck a £100 million player on the top now, it's kind of like, well, who are we going for? Who is that £100 million player? It was probably, you know, in Arsenal's case, they could look and say, we have a gaping hole in that part of the team. Let's bring in Declan Rice. He seems a perfect fit for it. The moment at Spurs, we need a lot of players and we need to establish a stronger starting 11 and a better squad. Fine, I get that. There's still that bit of me, and I'm sorry. I know, I can't remember who it is. One of the regulars. You always dig me out for going on remember when about 16, 17 and everything. But, you know, I look at that Pochettino team still and I think that was our chance, man. That was a really good chance. That was a really good chance. And yeah, we were building the stadium, but was an extra £100 million in debt on top of £800-900 million already to try and get some players in to realise that these sort of cycles of teams, these sort of cycles of players don't come around every day, right? They don't come around all the time. Was it the right decision to sacrifice that? Was an element of hubris there with Daniel Levy to think, well, it's a shame, you know, we got a good team this time around, but it will come around again, because I don't know if it does. I don't know how often it's, because that team was very, very, very good. So, I mean, it was ridiculously good. You know, when you see these kind of on this day videos and, you know, Battle of the Bridge, you've seen the sort of the Wanyama one that's been doing the rounds that, you know, when Wanyama scored that goal at Anfield. You think about some of those battles we've had with teams like Liverpool, Chelsea, the fact we've like swatted Arsenal aside for quite a long time. And you think, God, we were a really, really good team. And we just let it go to shit. We let it go to shit. And what we've been seeing for the past few years now, for half a decade now, let's be real, since 2019, for half a decade, we've seen this team sort of fall to pieces and have a few false dawns, a few false starts, try to bring it back up again. And this constant sort of feeling of limbo where I feel like it would be easier to reconcile if Spurs just actually went back to being a bit crap for a while, right? But as we continue to float around in this sort of purgatory that we do now, it's really hard to sort of be positive about it. And equally, I feel this nagging sense of entitlement, maybe, of not just enjoying football for what it should be about, for not enjoying the fact that Spurs are still fifth for now. I've had a so-so season because it's in the moment, right? And the moment is that we started the season really well and we've been abject for months now. We have been. We've squeaked out victories over Luton at home, Nottingham Forest at home, those sort of victories. And yeah, I know people are quick to say we won 4-0 at Villa Park. Come on, man, it was an aberration. It was a total aberration. Who knows what happened that afternoon, but it was a total aberration. It's you know, I don't know. Owen Lawrence, we're so bad at the moment. Agreed. Ollie Whitefoot, realistically, we're going to end up sixth or seventh. Can see Chelsea getting fifth. Maybe. Luis F says, I honestly fear we'll be worse next season. This squad plus Ange's tactics playing Thursday to Sunday will be skull, skull, skull. Yeah, I don't know, mate. Depends what we buy, who we bring in the summer, who goes. You know, it's fine to fear that. I'm not sort of overly convinced how good or bad we're going to be next year, and that's kind of where I'm at right now. Forex Gold says in response to Luis as well, 100% agreed. Things could get very dodgy indeed. Spurs Simpson says, Bentancur, we may be needing a Saudi bid. Royale isn't a left back. Yeah, I mean, I am trying to bide my time on Bentancur, but I'm not going to lie, my gut says he's done. He just doesn't seem to be able to move around. He's a lovely player. He's a majestic, majestic footballer, but he's had some horrible injuries, man, and he just looks a bit done to me. Forex Gold says Giovanni Lo Celso is better than Maddison at the moment. Seems like he's on his way out just as he's adjusting well to English football. Yeah, I don't know though, man. We've done this one with Lo Celso a lot of times. I agree in the respect that I've enjoyed his cameos. I've liked him every time he's come on, but he just feels like one of those players that we say this and then we start giving him some starts and then we remember he's still Giovanni Lo Celso. Sam Salinas says we need three new midfielders and three new forwards. Who? You know, I'm not trying to be confrontational about that. I'm just saying who. You know, it sounds easy to do, doesn't it? But who are three midfielders that we can sign that are comfortably better than the players that we have now, and who are three forwards that are comfortably better than the players that we have now? I mean, that's hundreds of millions of pounds you're talking, really, isn't it? or some Brighton level scouting. Although, look how well Brighton scouting's doing them this season, and look how well the amazing De Zerbi's doing with them. They hate him, seems to be, when I see a few Brighton fans and stuff, the way they talk about him. Liam O'Brien says, this is really starting to get pretty annoying. Season can't end fast enough. Yeah, I agree with that. Asata says, Ange out. Wow, the first one. Stephen King, is Ange Bull a myth? Question mark. Jury's out, isn't it? Jury's out. My hottest take on it is that, and it's just, it's more of a question than a statement, is has he underestimated, or does he continue to underestimate the strength of the Premier League and the average opposition within the Premier League? That's kind of the bigger one for me. Thomas Jones says, football really is a game where you're only ever as good as your worst player. They targeted Royale like they did Trippier straight away in the Champions League final. We can't have players as bad as Emerson anymore. Yeah, I think there's probably something in that, isn't there? He just wasn't good, was he? Brian Jennings says, no set piece goals at least. Yeah, good point. There you go. That's a sign of improvement, isn't it? Tony Stark says, I would like to say that Emerson was terrible as expected, but Johnson and particularly Son were tragic today. I thought, you know, when we started coming back into the game, it felt like Sonny grew into it a lot. And that says to me that Sonny's confidence is very low. Because I thought Sonny actually, because I do agree, but I think Sonny ended the game really well. Suddenly remembered how to dribble and obviously, more importantly, shoot. Scored a nice goal, put it away nicely. Johnson... yeah, I'm starting to get kind of, I'm sort of going back on myself, you know, how I was very like, leave the lad alone earlier on in the season. I'm starting to get a bit like, sell him in summer. No, I know, because I know that's not going to happen, but I'm not very impressed with the lad, man. And it's more, and I know people say it's not fair that his price tag counts against him. In this instance, I'm kind of like, I think it is sort of fair because he is legitimately blocking the pathway for youth team players to come into the fold, to be integrated. And do I think he's of the sort of quality of a, you know, a big money signing that should be doing that? That has, you know, that you can kind of say, well, you know what? I know we want to see some young players out there, but we've just signed, you know, whoever, a player from our league, who is really good for an amount of money. And we're just kind of like, oh, it's Brennan Johnson. He's all right. You know, he's still young. He can still improve. Don't get me wrong. We got any other comments? Wilson T, it's going to end in tears. Rip up everything. I know that feeling well, mate. I know that feeling well. Levy overpays for very average players, rightly rejected by other clubs. This relegation form is unacceptable. Byron Jennings says, weird subs recently. He'll skip. Is that desperation or is he trying to make some sort of a point? Might just be desperation. I'm never so sure how much I buy into the whole this manager's making a point when they, you know, start crap players or something. Tony Stark says, as someone who isn't a fan of skips, I thought he was outstanding. I thought he was really good as well when he came on. Really, really good. But, you know, I've made that argument so many times. John Lancaster, here we go. Starting team next season will be radically different. I think Ange will be backed. I can't see it, mate. When you say radical to me says at least 4 to 5 new first team players, like starting 11 players. And that just ain't Tottenham Hotspur, mate. Sorry. Can't see it. I think that's wishful thinking to the extreme. Liam O'Brien says, I'd love to see us go balls out, go get Jack Grealish. A Maverick manager needs Maverick players. I'd love Jack Grealish, but I would love him. He'd cost a hell of a lot of money, though, wouldn't he? But it would be lovely. I'd love him. Day Kim says, teams are continuing to overload our wings. Fullbacks push up, leaving space, and our midfielders are out of position. Yeah. Not my forte, all that sort of talk, Day, but sounds right. Billy Stone, let's have a look. Where's it gone? Oh, it's just, so the chat does this thing where it sometimes refreshes and, you know, messages go up. Billy Stone says, Ange Ball is not a myth. Come on. Better players and it works much better. Look at Guardiola. Look, come on. Billy, mate, I don't think you can just say our manager isn't doing very well, but look at Guardiola. Guardiola is one of the best managers of all time, man. Like, and he's at Manchester City, who people can say, oh, he hasn't spent that much. He hasn't made any big money signing. Their wage bill's like ridiculous, their wage bill. And they also completely game the system, the way they buy players through their City, you know, thing. I haven't said Ange Ball's a myth at any point. It was a question asked on here. I mean, your point, better players and the system works better. I mean, yeah, that's sort of fairly elementary, isn't it? But look, I want to stop this sort of comparison to Klopp, Guardiola, all this type of stuff. Let's just look at Ange and play it by ear as it goes. Daniel Mortimer says, does that team that finished the game players well at the beginning, or is there a bigger problem with mentality at the club? Yeah, I mean, that's a big question, isn't it, mate? That's it's an interesting one, because, you know, did we just get a goal back and sense that Liverpool were kind of tiring a bit and that got our tails up, as opposed to actually wanting to go out there and win? I don't know. Maybe. Kind of feels that way a little bit, doesn't it? So, who knows? Elias Christian says, big up, Trunk. Big up yourself, mate. Just Gems. Sonny started getting through balls and link-ups when Madison and Richie came on. Yep. Levels to Sucio says, Johnson was played on the wrong side. Yep. Don't disagree. Day Kim again says, Bentancur had a mare, kept missing passes. Watch him and Bissouma when defending counters. So much light jogging. The Elliott goal was all on Bissouma. I think it was partly on Bentancur as well, that one, mate, from where I watched it. Coys McCoy's face, gut the whole team and give Ange a chance, or just get rid of Ange and get a manager who works with what we've got and is willing to adapt. I mean, who is the manager that works well with what we've got at the moment? Because it feels like we've just got a mishmash of different players, different sort of systems at the moment. Like, I'm a massive fan of Kulusevski. You know, I've said that on here lots of times. I don't really think he's an Ange player, and that's kind of an issue. Do we gut the whole team? Whether we can debate this or not, but Spurs simply aren't going to do that, because people aren't going to... We just know how this works. People aren't going to offer us the amount of money that we want for players. Even like Ndombele. Levy will hold out probably for 20 mil or something ridiculous for Ndombele. And then you got to find somebody that will take on his wages. It's mad. I think even last year we were still looking for 30 odd mil for Lo Celso when we apparently wanted to get rid of him. We've done this, man. We know how this works. Tony Stark's, the excuses to Sonny are insane. We had a 3v2 and all he had to do was slide the ball to Johnson to make it 2-1, but he lost it and then we immediately went 3-0 down. Yeah, but it's still Sonny, isn't it, man? He's still really good. Look, he's getting on a bit. He is getting a bit tired. God, my face is really blown out by the sun here. He is getting on a bit, but he's still good, isn't he? This is what I like to hear. Brian Park says, we just need to make sure Emerson starts left back against City. And then Just Gem responds, Hill at left back for City. I mean, you know how this one ends, right? You know how this one ends. City's the game we turn up in, right? Manchester City is the game that Tottenham Hotspur win. And the narrative is Tottenham won the league for Arsenal. Ha 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 ha, let's all laugh at Spurs. It's just, you know, as some people are saying, it all feels like a bit of a simulation, doesn't it? It all just feels a bit, I don't know, man. I'm sort of, let me just see, I'm sort of going around in circles. Shall I do the players? I don't really know, like, what to say about each of the players, because I don't think anyone was particularly great or anyone was particularly bad, like, other than Emerson. But yeah, look, I'll let's do the players.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Giuliano Vicario, I'm starting to get a bit more concerned about him, but let's just wait and see. I think maybe there's some confirmation bias coming in. Maybe I'm letting the narrative creep in and get to me, but I'm not quite as comfortable. I think he's probably a bit exposed. Don't know if he's getting helped out as much as he could possibly be, but, you know. Pedro Porro, I thought he was quite good in fits and spurts today. But it often feels to me like he's kind of one of those players when our backs are against the wall, he shrinks a little bit. And I hate to say that, because it feels like he is sometimes a bit of a mentality monster and all that sort of thing. But I'm not overly sure that he is. Lovely player, though. Great engine on him. He's very good when we're very good. Is sort of all right when we're not. Christian Romero, not a vintage afternoon for him today. I felt like he kept sort of losing his footing a bit today. I felt like his positioning was not very good. I want to say where was the headed goal? 3-0, Gakpo. I would have liked to have seen Romero doing more there to combat that. Use his aerial prowess, but such is life. Mickey van der Ven, decent enough performance, I thought, today. I think his physical attributes are great. The gloss has come off him a little bit as the season has gone on. But again, I do think Romero and van der Ven are particularly exposed within this system, especially when our midfield is as kind of bad, really, as it has been for quite some time. He's not as good a footballer as Christian Romero. But his attributes, his physical attributes, and, you know, his tackling and stuff is decent. Although sometimes I feel he kind of lunges in a little bit too much. He dives in a little bit too much. And players just kind of skin him when he's on the floor a bit. He does the hard part of tracking back and then ends up getting skinned. But he's a young player and he's brilliant. So, I don't really want to sort of be digging out van der Ven because he's great. Emerson Royale. Let's end this one now. Like, just what's the point? Eve Bissouma, this might not be a popular one. I thought it was actually all right today. I'm not going to lie. I thought Eve Bissouma looked pretty tidy, pretty decent. Sort of maybe, dare I say, getting back to kind of something resembling what he was not too long ago. moved the ball about quite nicely. Thought he got stuck in. Thought he was always making himself available for passes. I quite liked that performance from him. It was all right. Pape Matar, I thought, was funny. He was good for like the first 10 minutes and then just drifted. The occasion got the better of him. I think he looked a bit tired, but he's a kid, young player, love him, whatever. Rodrigo Bentancur, yeah. I'm starting to get a bit worried about him. And I mean, I have been a bit worried about him since he got the big injuries. And there's not an awful lot that suggests right now that he's close to getting back to the sort of levels that he was at. So, yeah. Dejan Kulusevski, pretty anonymous today, right? Pretty anonymous performance. Don't really have an awful lot more to say about him. Brennan Johnson, I sort of spoke about him at the start. Not convinced. Not that sold on him. Son Heung-min, not very good for most of the game and then kind of got quite good towards the end. I think it helps him playing alongside Richarlison, maybe. Oliver Skip came on, thought was really good. Really liked that performance from him. Richarlison, very good when he came on. Focal point, nice. I'm assuming he's still not fully fit, hence why he didn't start the game. Little spells in a game is all he can manage at the moment, but he did show that he was pretty decent. Sounds like we're entertaining bids for him this summer, and I wouldn't be upset about that. James Maddison, terrible. I thought he was awful when he came on. Really bad. There are a few sort of lax passes from him. Just, I don't know what's going on with the lad, man, but this ain't it. Gio Lo Celso, decent when he came on. Decent enough, I thought, in a both defensive and offensive capacity. Sounds like he will be out in summer. Well, he wants to anyway. He's apparently said that he wants to leave the club. So I think we've all seen that one coming, haven't we? And the thing is, you know, beware the Ides of a Giovanni Lo Celso cameo appearance, because, you know, he plays well in a few cameo appearances, doesn't he? And then, yeah, sort of shrinks when he starts getting more time on the game. But look, I mean, I don't really want to sort of go on for much longer on this one because it's not particularly good afternoon. I don't think there's much to talk about. We're all waiting for the season to end. Let's hope we lose to Manchester City, because, and look, people, whatever you want to say about my mentality and stuff, I don't want to sit and listen to, ha 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 ha, you beat Man City and let Arsenal win the league. Fuck that, man. We've got to stand enough fucking shit in the past few years, really. I just don't want any more. Like, if Arsenal go on and win the league of their own volition, fine, but I don't want to be a part of that. So just lose to City. Come on. We haven't got a fucking point to prove here against them now. If today has, you know, wet your whistle for any of this sort of chat, patreon.com/RTRpod, you can sign up there. Where's, you know, different pods and stuff I do throughout the week. If you can't do that, then please just like the pod. If you're watching on YouTube now, drop us a thumbs up. There's a lot of you watching it. There's a lot more of you watching it than there are thumbs up, right? So start giving him some thumbs up now, anyone who's watching on YouTube. And if you're listening to this recorded after the fact, then you're not off the hook either. Because if you're listening on Apple, if you're listening on Spotify or wherever you're listening to your podcasts, there's always a rating mechanic, right? Do that. Do the rating thing. Leave a review. Positive one. 5 stars. This guy's quality. Amazing. Do all that stuff. And share it. I see often gets shared on Reddit. That's nice. Thank you. Thank you, Reddit. I don't actually use Reddit. But thank you, Reddit people, for complimentary things that you do or don't say. Phil, Thursday show, Phil often sends me little screenshots of people saying nice things on Reddit. because I think he uses Reddit. Well, I know he uses Reddit. So cheers to that. And yeah, I mean, who knows? What more is there to say other than come on, you Spurs, next season.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.